Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have the chairman of Red Rock Resources, Andrew Bell, on. How are you today, Andrew?
I'm very well, and I hope you are too.
I'm doing quite well. It's been an interesting few weeks of news in regards to Red Rock Resources. Started obviously towards the end of last week with your Choate Creek update. Would you like to tell your listeners what's happening in regards to that, please?
Yes, I think the main shareholder in the Choate Creek development, which is the original company, is a property developer, a very large scale property developer. Oil's not his thing, but he was backing, I think, Randy Connolly, who was running Northcote, now renamed Mayan, Mother Aim Company. We came in as co-investors. Randy's no longer with Northcote. That somebody else came in and hasn't done a better job. So we feel that over the last year that the dysfunction in the management at Northcote stroke Mayan has negatively impacted the development of this field. And we and other shareholders are looking at that, and we intend to do something about it.
Now, in regards to the work that they've done there, obviously you've got different mines there, sorry, different drill rigs there that are obviously in operation, and they've done sort of work over on them. What is the sort of hopes and expectations that you had previous as compared to the news released in the update, and where do you see the workovers going forward from here?
Yeah, I think there's been a bad communication, but there's also a bad operation on the ground, and there's been bad financial reporting. So all of these things, and you know, one party was running one of those things right, the other was running the other of them right, but we now have to coordinate and get the whole thing properly done. That means that we have to become more involved than we were.
Now, in regards to going forwards, what are going to be the sort of key timescales and hopes?
Well, we're not going to leave this thing to the fester. We're going to get the thing solved within the next couple of weeks.
Within the next couple of weeks, we shall hopefully look forward to that news up and coming. Now, the news that was released today is in regards, obviously, to the grant of options in your dealer shareholdings. Could you comment further on those, please?
Yes, we have an EMI option scheme at Red Rock, and this was a grant under that to properly incentivize and align the management with shareholders. And so, you know, we got independent advice on that, and we got it passed it through the Nomad, and it seems to us reasonable. The market has not reacted badly. The market today opened stronger on the announcement, and we think that if we can get the kind of results that will make these options of value, then shareholders will be very well pleased. So this aligning management with shareholders should be a positive.
In regards, obviously, to the people that haven't obviously had a look at today's RNS, the mid price closing on the Friday the 13th was at 0.525 pence per share, and you've obviously phased in the tranches of shares that are achievable, and you've got an exercise price of 0.8p. So what sort of work have you got lined up in regards to hitting those target prices?
Well, it's different tranches of 0.85, 1.2 and 1.5p.
Yes.
And so those are demanding targets, and obviously even if the price goes to 1.5p, we don't really make money until it's well above that. So what are we going to do? We're going to work hard to make sure that the price of Red Rock multiplies, because that's what it has to do.
So, in regards, obviously, to your hopes and expectations, what are the next news features coming up?
Well, at the end of this week, I'll be flying to Australia, and in Sydney on Monday, we'll have a shareholder meeting, we'll have a board meeting, and we have a board dinner for Jupiter Mines, in which we have an investment, and then I will be flying back. But I hope that what's already been announced there at the end of last year, which was that Jupiter is paying a large dividend, they're making a distribution, the value of which to us, we estimated would be about £530,000. That dividend equivalent will be followed, we expect, by another in the summer. The details of this first one will be given, I'm sure, in the very near future. There'll be another in the summer. And the measures are being taken to either relist Jupiter or sell it. And any of these developments will unlock the value of that holding, which we believe to be very much in excess of the current market value of Red Rock. In fact, a multiple of the current market value of Red Rock. So that will obviously be a significant development if it happens this year.
In regards, obviously, to the market cap of the company, where it is now and when you hope it to be in the future, Jupiter being sort of the major sort of near term, where do you see the sort of mid to long term potential of all of your assets? Just for a summary. Yeah.
I think that when we have good visibility, that we can say with a high degree of confidence that the Jupiter holding is worth much more than the market value of the company, it wouldn't make sense for us to go and issue more shares in order to buy assets. Because if, say, Jupiter's worth 3 or 4 times the market value of the company, why would we dilute people's holding in that in order to buy something that we thought was a good investment? It would have to be a prodigiously good return to keep the return on standing still. So, and participating in the Jupiter. So until the share price more accurately reflects the value of the Jupiter holding, I don't think we should go out and take bold new initiatives. But once that begins to happen, particularly as cash flows into the company, either through a sale or through the stock being marketable and us selling a bit or through dividends, then we will start to take initiatives. But at the moment, we are looking for internally generated money, either from our royalties, gold royalties, from the oil revenues, from dividends from Jupiter, or from early repayment or realization of the promissory note we have from the buy of our gold assets. We're looking for that in order to give us opportunities to expand. But in due course, off the back of, we hope, a higher share price and higher market capitalization, we will take some bold moves, I hope, because the market is recovering and this is a time for bold moves, and we'll be in an extremely good position to do that.
I agree with the outlook on the markets and the sentiment returning to miners. Obviously, last year, the FTSE 100 index, the highest risers were the mining companies. And obviously, we're still yet to see anywhere near the commodity prices there's been historically.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year, a lot of those rises came in the first part of the year, quite early on. And it'll be interesting to see whether the same thing happens this year. But I think in terms of Red Rock and Jupiter, we have a very, very special situation, which means that even if that doesn't happen, we should have an extremely positive following wind filling our sails. Because, as I say, these developments are happening now with Jupiter.
Is there anything else you would like to comment on there, Andrew?
No, I mean, we have other assets, Kenya and other things, which we will progressing, and we will make any announcements about them at the appropriate time. But when you have something with such a high degree of certainty that you can say, which is one single asset is worth a multiple of the share price, and measures are being taken to unlock that differential, and realize that value, evidence it publicly, then I think that dwarfs everything else at the moment. Because as I say, it would be crazy for us to go and take some big initiative when the biggest initiative we can take is to unlock that difference in value between what we're valued at and what we're worth. And that's just a matter of information and time. And the time is not long.
Well, hopefully the market catches up and you can close the gap between those two.
Yeah. Well, more than hopefully. I mean, we are pretty confident about it. God knows things can happen in the world that are completely unexpected, but this is a pretty high degree of confidence because, as I said, we already announced it at the end of last year, and manganese prices have remained strong, and whatever happens to them from the peaks, we don't expect them to come down to low levels. And indeed, if the other inputs into steel making, like metallurgical coal and like iron ore, have also been very strong. Iron ore is reaching new highs, or at least new post-crash highs, as we speak.
Definitely. It looks like the market's turning, and obviously with your wide range of assets, you seem to be quite reasonably placed in the market.
Yes, I think a lot of the things that were actually a disadvantage to us on the way down have become an advantage on the way up.
Andrew, it's been a pleasure talking to you today.
And to you, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.